Sometimes you just got to begin to chase a dream that is bigger than you. Sometimes when it seems like you're so far behind, you'll never catch up. You got to get up on your feet. You can't wait on other people to be what you've been called to be.
Hello again and welcome to the Ugly Daughter podcast. This is Julia Legend. I'm so excited to introduce you to Shante Zimmerman, one of the most beautiful souls that I have ever known. She's all the way from Switzerland. Shante is a certified coach. She did her training with Robin Madden's coach training and studied with the school of Byron Katie in Germany. Two wonderful organizations. Hello, Shante, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I love the name of this podcast.
Thank you. Shante, we have been Facebook friends for several years. I watch your posts every day. Some of the videos were very raw, emotional, and confronting. Sometimes I find it hard to watch you cry and bare your heart and soul in public, knowing that people will judge you and people will give you hell for being vulnerable and real with your true feelings. But you don't seem to mind what others think of you. How did you come to live in such an amazing carefree and fear-free stage?
That's a loaded question. Well, you know, you just drink coffee every morning.
I don't drink coffee. Maybe I should give it a try.
Tea, whatever. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, but it's a process. It's a journey of just being willing more and more and more to accept everything about myself. And it's interesting that you brought up, like, that's hard to watch me cry. But what's important for me is that when I'm crying, I'm not suffering. I'm not, it's not a bad thing. It's not like this thing that needs to be fixed, or if you never cry, you're perfect. Or, and to be able to, like, cry, like, these ugly, snotty cries, to just be like, wherever I am, whether I'm on camera, I'm in my room, I'm at the grocery store, I'm with strangers, whatever, that there's this freedom to just express completely as what I am. And I think part of it really has to do with that. I don't feel like I'm suffering. I just feel like I'm being honest.
So many of us in this world not daring to be ourselves and extremely fearful to show our true colors. It takes guts to live as an authentic person and show your vulnerability to others. How did you develop such amazing attitude?
You know, I would say the word that always comes to my mind is a willingness to be in the mess. Mm-hmm. To no longer try to get away from that stuff that I don't like. Mm-hmm. Like this feeling of like, oh, I gotta scramble away from it. Like, whoa! And get away. And instead, when that happens, to take a moment, because I allow also the wanting to get away. Like, feel that and then move towards it instead of away. And like, what do you have to show me? And what are you here for? And I was the one that was born to love me, nobody else. Mm-hmm. I was born for this job. And I do surround myself with people that I know I can go to and say, can you just hold me and tell me if everything's going to be okay? Mm-hmm. And they don't have to. That's the really interesting thing. I've never been turned away. Like, I'm just going to be honest. I haven't had somebody say, oh, no, you're having a bad day, go away. I don't have space for that. But it's not like an expectation, and it doesn't matter if it's my husband or my children or a neighbor or somebody I've never met, like just a stranger in a strange city or whatever, if I'm struggling.
It's incredibly hard to open up and show the people close to us our struggle and weaknesses, let alone to share it with strangers. I personally still find it's hard to do so. I don't like being weak or ask anyone for help, especially with the people close to me. I don't want to be a burden to them. And I'm terrified of being judged by them.
Well, here's the thing. The only person that you're, the only judgment you're really terrified of is your own. Mm-hmm. Because like, if I told you, like if I came and I said, sweetheart, you're purple, like it would be meaningless to you. It's like, yeah, whatever. But if I came and I said, you know, you're really selfish, or you're really fat, or you're really ugly, that might hit you differently, but not because it's different than you're purple. It's just that you, somewhere in you, you believe that judgment yourself. And that's why it's painful. So I've had those conversations. I have those elephant in the room conversations, the conversations that we're all terrified to have. And I'm sweaty and And I just tell them, look, I want to talk about something and I'm really scared and I might mess it up and I might say some hurtful things and that's not my intention and I'm just going to start and let's see where it goes. And then just like jump into whatever it is that I want to say. And I have survived every time. I'm still here. Even though the feeling going into those conversations is like, oh my God, I'm going to die. And somebody did die, the one who thought she couldn't have that conversation.
Yep. It takes a lot to confront people with the emotional issues or to have a serious conversation. Often it does not go down well. Not everyone has your ability to tackle the problem head on. I think you are very gutsy and courageous.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely not afraid to show who you really are. I believe by doing so, you become a perfect target for online bullying.
Yeah.
I read some of the comments from your post. People call you crazy, unstable, and should get on meth. It's so sad to see people judge you so harshly when they don't even know you. There is so much cyberbullying going on these days. I myself is not immune from the bullies. I call these people haters. How and what's the best way, especially in your case, to deal with those haters?
First, I'm honest. Like, if it hurts me or it hits me, then I'm like, ouch, yeah. And really, really just feel that. Like, that ouch is my ouch.
Mm-hmm.
That ouch is me taking in what they're saying about me and saying that it's true to me. And so what is valuable to me is I ask myself, sweetheart, what is your experience right now? Is it in line with the truth of what they're saying? Or is it, what is your truth? What is your experience? What is the only place I can take any true information from is my own lived experience.
Yep.
And we talked a little bit about this before, about how I see haters as secret lovers. And they're secret lovers even to themselves. So they're not even aware that it's a secret love. I don't deal with them. I feel through the experience. I really, really feel through the experience. So the first one is, and I talk about this a lot, about being honest about where I am. Yep. So if I feel the hurt or I feel contraction or I feel anger or I feel like there's a lot of what for me recently coming up is like a fierceness. And it's not just for myself, because, you know, when somebody you love is attacked, you want to protect them.
Yep.
And that's the fierceness of wanting to. And for me, more, it's about I'm sharing something vulnerable and it's connecting with people. And they're like, oh, my God. And then they read down the thread and there's somebody who says something really nasty. And I have this desire to protect them from that because it's like, this is beautiful. What you're seeing, if it's beautiful to you and you feel that, that's truth for you. This person in that moment, the truth is I'm a fraud or I'm a psychotic person and I need to get on meds, you know, these kinds of things. I'm unstable. I'm an attention seeker. All of these kinds of things, which is like one of the reasons we're terrified to show ourselves so clearly is because of that reaction. And so in a way, so at first there's maybe pain, but in a way it's like their haters, who I call my secret lovers, are really my best cheerleaders that tell me I'm going in the right direction, that tell me what I'm sharing is meaningful.
That's a wonderful way to look at it.
The things I've entered into conversations, like private conversations with the haters and said, hey, like, you know, gotten really close. I don't do that anymore because I really I've come to a place where I truly believe no criticism is like, there's no such thing as constructive criticism. No criticism is really worth getting closer to. I don't need to prove anything, but I would open conversations because I really love people. And it really came down to every single time them wanting my attention, them wanting a deeper understanding of something, them actually wanting a closer look at what, who and whatever they think I am. And that's how I know it's a secret love affair. Because you don't go on somebody, you don't give a shit about them on their profile and watch 50 of their videos. That's not a hater. That's somebody who maybe thinks they're a hater or maybe thinks they know better or maybe thinks they see something, but that's a secret lover. It's even secret to them. They're not even aware of that love affair.
I think you're too generous with your feelings. If I were you, I would hit a delete button.
Well, it doesn't mean that I keep them around. It doesn't mean that I don't block them. It doesn't mean that I don't create that environment for myself where I feel supported completely, where the people who come to my page for support can find it. The things that people say, like I can't not believe what I'm about to say, is I know for a fact that if they were sitting in the room when I recorded whatever video bothered them, if they were sitting across the table from me, if they were in my home or I was in their home or however that looked, They would never say those things to my face.
Yep.
It's not humanly possible to say something so mean and still be like a part of our human tribe.
Yep.
So something about the computer and the internet gives them the feeling that it's okay to be a butthole. And it is okay to be a butthole, but I don't have to be friends with you. And this is where a really cool thing for me comes up. My love is unconditional. That's clear to me, but my presence is not.
It's true. At the end of the day, you're only human and you can only take so much.
Right. And because like I really want to touch people and more people and more people, because I know that we all love each other. And I am the invitation for you to have that love affair with yourself. I mean, it's the best love affair ever. Like, to be in love with yourself, to be able to look in the mirror. Like, I get people too say, you take too many selfies. I get hit with the vanity word a lot. And I had to look it up because I didn't know what it meant. And so I said, well, if that's the label, you know, that has to be smacked onto my head, fine. But I just know so many people that can't look at a picture of themselves and be like, wow, I'm really cute. Or I'm so precious. Or even I'm beautiful. They're like, oh, this is wrong. And that's wrong. And this looks bad. And that looks bad. And it's not, you know, it's not subjective. It's like, I have returned to my childlike delight, my childlike curiosity of, you look in the mirror because you're fascinated with what you see. And you're not judging it, really, except in wonder and awe. And I want us all to live in that wonder and awe, I'm not just of like looking at my own face, but when I go out into the world and I look at other faces.
Yeah, but some of us find it hard to do, though.
Well, not everybody. It's not like nobody has to be as out there as I am. That's not a requirement of self-love at all. I've always lived on the edge and pushed myself, and push is the wrong word because I don't really have a choice. It's like my most recent video that really got people's attention was just, I was feeling something so strongly and I just hit play on the telephone and it wasn't, there's no choice about this. My only intention is to share what I am completely. It's not, it's weird. It's like, it's a grace that happens through me. And it doesn't mean that like there's times where I record, I take a deep breath and I hit send and I load it to Facebook and there you go. That's really how it works. I'm not thinking strategic. There's no strategy behind what I'm doing. It's, this needs to be shared right now. And it's such a, there's a fierceness of it. This right now, do this. And I just listen and I follow that. Even when I'm scared, there's this really sweet voice that says, it's like, I won't lead you astray. I won't let you do something that's hurtful. I love you. I have your back no matter what happens, no matter what the consequences are, no matter the outcome. I just trust that. I trust that deeply. Yeah.
That I call unconditional trust. And again, not many of us have that kind of gift to be able to express how we truly feel. It's difficult to do. What's your tip? Because I still find it hard and sometimes terrified to fully open up and admit that I am a mess and I need help. I don't want to appear weak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't want to appear weak. Yeah. Well, the first thing I would say is it's okay that you're terrified. It's okay that you wear masks. It's okay. The masks are just as much a part of you as whoever you are, you think you are authentically.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you wear a mask does not mean that's not you too. It's maybe just not the most comfortable you. That's important. We're not trying to like take off a mask that is bad or wrong. It's not. We've put them in place for a reason.
Yep.
And it's okay to feel shame. It's okay to feel guilt. It's okay to feel blamed or to blame others. It's just not very nice. It doesn't feel good. And what I noticed through my process is that we shame ourselves for feeling ashamed.
Yep.
We blame ourselves for blaming or being blamed. And we guilt ourselves for feeling guilty. And what I did was I cut that. So it already feels like hell to feel ashamed of yourself. That feels, oh man, you know, that just feels so raw.
Yep.
And that's already hell, let's call it. And so what happens is we've started to do like, then we shame ourselves for feeling ashamed. And that's what I call double hell. Double hell is really hard to get out of. Really hard because it's a spinning cycle. So I like was clinically depressed. There was suicidal things, but we could talk about that in a second because it wasn't like I wanted to actually die in my body, but the experience wanted to die. And it was because this double hell happened and it's like you can't get out of it.
Yep.
Because you're like holding it down. So what I offer and invite people to do is just feel ashamed and stop right there. Stop right there. Just feel it. And I call it full body contact. Double hell, double shame is not full body contact. It's like, I feel ashamed. Ooh, I got to get away. I got to get away. I got to get away now. And it's a denial and it's a shoving down. And then we will turn to anything to try to avoid it.
Yep.
To try to avoid how we're feeling in this moment. And the truth is we can't. We may take drugs, we may eat chocolate, we may any number of things to try to avoid what we're feeling right now, but it only prolongs it because we can't avoid what's happening.
Yep.
And when you start to, it's like you just stop at I'm ashamed or I feel mad or I did something that didn't feel good. That what we would label, I did something bad, but it's really, I did something that didn't feel good. When you stop at that, you're like, for example, I have a really good one. So 5-6 years ago, I remember sitting in a chair at the end of the day and my kids were still quite small and I was hoarse because I yelled so much the whole day. Like I had no voice left. And I remember sitting in this rocking chair and just being like, the first thing that came was like guilt and feeling really bad. Like that's not the kind of mom I want to be. And there was this voice that came and it said, thank you. And I was like, what? Thank you for what? Like, I just totally fucked up, like in epic proportions. And it was like, no, because what you have done now is you've shown us how we don't want to live. So that was the mechanism of no double hell.
Yep.
Like, it's already bad enough. You don't need to feel bad about it now. You don't have to, you know, it's already bad enough. Like, let it just be bad enough. Yeah.
Yeah. We have touched on this subject before. You and I walk on a very similar path. We do whatever our heart desires and we be who we want to be. It seems so selfish and so self-centered at times. We tend to drag our loved ones into our mess and it doesn't seem fair to them.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are blessed with wonderful families, especially you, because you have the full support and unconditional love from your husband and your children. There are very few people who have this kind of support from their loved ones. What tips or suggestions you have for those that are not so fortunate like us?
It's okay. First off, more of us should do that. Like really, if we were all just doing what we wanted to do, we'd be happier, a happier universe.
Yep.
And I would say to the partner who gets upset with the partner, look at what is it you're not doing that you want to be doing.
Yep.
What is it that you feel you're missing out on? What is it you feel like you're not following inside of you? Because that's the only reason that somebody else following their thing is going to bother you is because you feel like you can't do the same or that you're lacking that ability or it's not fair or whatever. And I know that what I'm doing is never, none of us, there's not a single human on the planet that intentionally hurts someone else. It's like cause and effect, but nobody ever, ever wakes up and is like, I'm going to be an asshole today. Like nobody does that. It's not, you know, it's always this. Intention behind everything is this love that we are. When I'm with clients, I'm really helping them to understand a ground of what I call not happiness, not peace, not oneness, not infinite blah, blah. It's the place of okayness.
Yep.
It's okay to be everything that you are. And you know, happiness doesn't necessarily mean you're ecstatic and you want to run down the street. But sometimes it's like, oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. I call it divine selfishness, which is doing what I want to do. And there's different ways to define that. So the first one is doing what I want to do. And the other one is noticing that everything I do is I'm doing it for me.
Yep.
Everything. It's all self. It's divinely self-serving.
Yep.
And this gives me a lot of freedom so that when somebody says, I don't like what, like my kids don't want me to travel right now. You know, we're talking about things like that. And they say, I don't want you to travel. And there's nothing so special about you because they're being triggered. They think mommy's going to disappear, not be there for them to be able to say, that's never going to happen. Like, I love you. You are important to me. And you're as important to me as I am to me. And I have room for all of it. And not feeling like I have to defend what I'm going out to do. And also not feeling like I have to prove something to them. But there's so much freedom. Like, I'm doing what I do. And also, when I do that, I can support them in doing whatever they want to do. Even if I don't agree with it, it's like, okay, what do you want to do? Let's do it.
Yeah.
And let me support you in the best way that I can, because that's your dream. It doesn't have to, I don't have to agree with it. So I can support them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Shante, I think you're a very special and unique individual, unlike many other life coaches. Can you please explain to me what you do or what kind of service you provide to the people that come to you for help?
I have no idea. That's the most honest question. I'm open to whatever is here.
Yep.
Whatever's coming to be seen. I am really ready for you to step into this love affair.
Yep.
And I hold that space for you to be who you really are.
Yep.
And when you fall deeply, madly in love with yourself and you really get that you can just be whatever you are and whoever you are, that's when you change the world.
Yep.
And that's when you dare to inspire yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I want to see happening in the world all over the place.
Yeah. Say I'm feeling lost and have no idea who I am. And I come to you and say, Shante, can you help me find myself?
Oh, I like that. That's a beautiful place to be. Perfect. the less you know about who you are, the more free you are. So the less stories you're telling yourself about this is who I am and I'm fixed like this and all of that. I help people to feel okay. That's the first thing. In exactly who they are. And when you feel okay, and within okayness is safety, understanding, acceptance. Okayness is like, if you want to talk about the universe or source, that's what okayness is. When you come into that with no more doubt, when you no longer doubt, I'm okay. And that's when you start living and stop, you know, it's like really like you stop hiding, you start living. And right now, my biggest thing is something called the experiment. And I could talk about it all day long. It's where I talk about emotionality, physicality, and personality. And these are like the realms that we're functioning in all the time. There's my body, which is what I call physicality, whether these words are proper or not. There's the emotions that we go through, and those are emotionality. And there's personality, which is who we think we are. Male, female, woman, mother, business person, whatever we think we are. And then there's what's real. There's the animal part of what we are that is very, very real and is based in feelings. And feelings are not emotions. They're not physicality things. They're not personality. And the thing is, we're doing it all the time. We are constantly being led by the feeling sense of what we are, but we're not so aware of it. And what I do is I help people become very, very aware of that feeling state that we are. Another word for that might be intuition, following your gut, and no longer questioning what you've, that feeling sense. And I'm not talking about emotions. Emotions are fleeting things.
Yep.
And what's really cool about being in the okayness or source or intuition is that you start to be free of your own accord and not of, circumstances are become irrelevant to you.
Yep.
And you just go with the feeling and you learn to distinguish between, oh, this is an emotion. How cool. Whee! It's like a roller coaster. It's really fun. And oh, this feeling is what I am.
Yep.
And I'm held here.
Yep.
And the way that I teach it, and I don't teach it, I remind people because we're all doing it anyway. Everybody does this. We do it from the minute we're born. I'm just reminding them, and people become more and more aware of that. And their lives outwardly may never not look anything different. Like it might look the same. You know, what is it in this verse? Chop wood, carry water, eat food, whatever. It's like that. Except in their actual lived experience pops and becomes alive and opens up. It becomes the land of possibility. And that is such a great land to be in.
Yeah. I think what you are offering is absolutely fantastic. I personally know a large number of people feeling hopelessly lost in this big world.
Mm-hmm.
They spend their whole life seeking and searching for themselves. If these people engage in your service, how long or how fast can they expect to see the results? I know it's not a reasonable question, but please give me your best guesstimate.
That's a who knows? Because I don't make plans and I don't have plans. Every client comes with a different set of circumstances and a different commitment level to themselves. And I'm everything I do in my business, which is being Shanti, which is being me,
mm-hmm.
Is providing everything I do for free.
Yep.
But when somebody's really ready to step into, like they're scared, you know, they just know there's something in them that they know it's possible to love themselves completely and do what they want to do from a really grounded sense of themselves. So not from I have to prove something or whatever. That's when somebody is ready to step into being with me either in a group,
yep,
at a workshop or one-to-one.
Yep.
And they're ready to put all their skin in the game. And I'm not just talking like financial skin or time investment, but like they're willing in between the time that we talk and we don't talk to actually do what they feel and what we've created for them to do so that they feel more grounded in who they are. And that grounding never stops. This is the thing. That's why I can't tell you. It's not I've arrived at myself. You know, like here I am. And now I never have to do anything ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like that. It's a consistent process of life calling and saying, can you love yourself even more today? And it's going to be like that until the day we are gone physically. It's going to be calling you to love yourself more and more and more and more. And it's coming for you, whether you're aware of it or not. Your own love is saying, come closer. Come on, come closer. And it has infinite patience.
Yep.
So if it doesn't happen today and it happens in 10 years or on the day you die, it doesn't care. It loves you unconditionally. And the grounding of that, being in that, man, I mean, it's like, that's all I want for everybody. I want everybody to feel the groundedness of their own being their unique flavor of the universe, and that it's so perfectly perfect, exactly as it is, and nothing has to change.
It took me a long time to be comfortable in my own skin, to accept who I am, and to be fearless.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, once in a while, I still allow fear to hold me back.
But you can love the fear that you're holding back.
I guess I can learn.
Yeah, but it's really like, okay, I'm afraid right now, and how beautiful is that? That A, I notice, and B, I don't then go into the second round of, I shouldn't be that way. It's like, oh, there is some fear here about holding back, okay, and it's just okay. That's what I mean. Like, people think that loving myself means, like, some sense of permanent acceptance. Loving myself is a recurring acceptance over and over and over again.
Yep.
It's not, like I said, it's nowhere to arrive. So I might feel like I'm hiding and I have a fear of hiding, but the fact that you notice that is so, it's so beautiful. It's like, oh, there's that fear there. And it's kind of like, I like to think of them like little stuffed animals or gremlins, and they're sitting around, and I just all of a sudden, I didn't notice. And then all of a sudden there it is, and I notice it, and it doesn't mean I have to attack it or figure it out. It can like sit next to me for a while until I'm like ready to move towards it and maybe like, okay. Maybe I'm ready to look at it. And let's be, my approach is very gentle and very honest.
Yep. That's something I love about you. I'm a big believer in energy. Even though we live half a world away, I feel a strong connection with you.
Yeah.
You're such a kind, gentle, and compassionate being. Mm-hmm. That's why I wanted to have you on my show.
It's so fun. I'm so excited. You can't, like, this is, it's not surreal because I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. But it's just, it's awesome. It's so, it's really cool.
If you are feeling lost and want to find who you are in a fun, loving, and compassionate way, check out Shante's website. She will help you find the answers that you are looking for.
Yeah, come play with me. I would love anybody who's listening. Come play with me. Come meet me. Meet me on Facebook. Meet me at my website. I mean, you're going to find me on Facebook. That's where I'm most active. But come meet me. Come play. Come have a look. There's tons of free stuff. There's a book, and there's a booklet on my website that's free. Well, I do want your email address so I can send you love notes.
Thank you so much for being part of my podcast, Shante. I wish you have a really good morning.
It's sunny. Oh my God, you have no idea.
Go out and enjoy the sun, and I'll talk to you later.
Yes.
And thank you so much for your time today. Thank you. See ya. Bye. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you once again for listening. Don't forget to tune in next week for an absolutely amazing story of survivor. You don't want to miss it. See you then.